Fuck.
Drew flops down beside me on the grass. We lie still, staring up at the blue sky while the sun warms our shirtless bodies. Our chests heave up and down, struggling to pull in air. Goddamn. I'm exhausted. It's only been a week and the team's daily training sessions are already kicking my ass. It turns out I'm not as talented as I thought. I regularly fumble and drop the ball, but everyone is still super nice to me. Like, really nice. It's a bit weird. Maybe it's because I'm a freshman. Or maybe there's just a strong culture of support here. I'm still trying to figure it out. But regardless of the reason, I'm shocked they let me on the team. They're on a completely different level. I'm an amateur.
Nice job today, Alex.
Kane walks over and sits beside us.
I think you're improving.
Thanks. I force a smile, but I know he isn't being honest.
Yeah. Good work.
Another team member approaches and sits. His name is Toby, but I haven't interacted with him much. He has a very different vibe than the other guys on the team. Tall and fit, he has a slender build, like a professional diver. His floppy brown hair is always tangled and messy, falling to touch his thick-rimmed glasses. His brown eyes are magnified behind the lenses. It's a weird contrast. He's got the face of a nerd and the body of an Olympian.
But you know, there's more to being on the team than just rugby.
What do you mean? I sit up and cross my legs.
There's a mental component to this. To be on the team, you need to assimilate. We need to all become a single unit.
Yeah, we like to call it cultural adaption. Our team was founded several decades ago, and the original captain put a big emphasis on this. All new recruits need to learn their role on the team. They need to fully commit to it. For us, rugby is more than just a sport, it's a lifestyle.
Well, what's my place on the team then? Are you just talking about my position on the field?
No, let me show you something.
Toby rises and races across the field, grabbing a duffel bag from the sidelines. He jogs back and sits opposite me. Unzipping the bag, he extracts a laptop with a sticker on top that reads, Newbie. I recognize the laptop. It belongs to the university. They loan these out to students who need them. A university laptop? I cock my head to the side.
Yeah, but I've made some modifications.
Toby flashes a grin.
He knows his shit, Alex.
Kane moves in close.
He's installed some special software.
That's right.
Toby opens the laptop and turns the power on.
See, if you want to culturally adapt to the team, then you need to be willing to make some sacrifices. You need to be willing to show devotion to the group. Only then will your probationary period end.
He turns the screen around and shows me some sort of video conference software. There are little gray boxes listing the names of everyone on the team. They're grayed out right now, but they'd show live feeds if we were all on a conference call. Telework software? I raise an eyebrow. My dad uses something like this for work. Why would the rugby team need it? We already see each other every day.
It's to monitor your progress.
Drew sits up and moves in close.
All new recruits need to spend time with the laptop.
What do you mean?
It helps us keep an eye on you. It helps us determine if you're a good fit. You'll be given the laptop for the next few weeks. We expect you to set it up in your room with the camera facing your bed. Anyone on the team will be able to pop into the chat room at any time. They'll be able to track your behavior.
It's like a baby monitor.
Drew stifles a laugh.
We use it to make sure you're okay.
My jaw drops. What the hell? This is a massive invasion of privacy. How can they possibly think this is okay? Non-stop surveillance in my bedroom. Fuck that. But I want to be on the team. If this is what it takes to make it happen, then I can play along. It's only for a few weeks, and I have nothing to hide. All right. I guess that's fine. I take the laptop from Toby and close it. So it has to be turned on and facing my bed at all times?
Yeah. If you close it, then you're cut from the team. This is important, and we take it seriously.
Kane pats me on the back.
Head home and set it up. Text me when it's live, and I'll have the team pay you a visit.
Okay, thanks, guys. I rise and begin heading back to my dorm. The laptop is cold and heavy in my hands. The exterior is scratched and worn. It's seen a lot of use. There's some flaky white residue along the edges. It looks almost like semen. No way. That's not possible. Still, though, I get a really weird vibe about this. The guy said the team has been around for decades, so I suppose this is normal. They're upperclassmen, and I'm just a freshman. I should trust in their guidance and wisdom. Once I arrive at my dorm, I slip into my bedroom and lock the door. It's a sparse room with nothing more than a bed, a desk, and some truck posters on the walls. As I scan the interior, I feel my phone vibrate. It's a text from Ashley.
Hey babe, want to grab dinner?
Sorry, can't. Promised I'd hang with the rugby team. I mean, I'm technically telling the truth. It'll be a virtual hangout, though. I grab the desk chair and place it opposite my bed. The seat is large enough to hold the laptop, and it's perfectly level with my pillows. It'll give a clear view of me while I sleep. Fuck, that's weird. But whatever. This is important. If the team wants to use this as a baby monitor, then I'll let them. I pull out my phone and text Kane. Okay, laptop is up. There's a moment of silence.
Perfect. Open it and connect to the internet. Let the software run.
I do as he says, booting up the empty chat room and sitting on my bed. It doesn't take long for Kane's face to fill one of the little squares. He's sitting at the desk in his dorm. His place is messy, dirty laundry all over the floor. On the walls, posters of bikini models stare at me with dreamy eyes. The sight causes my dick to twitch.
Hey, man!
His deep voice echoes in my tiny room. Hey!
You, Alex!
Drew shows up in another window.
Oh yeah, this is a great setup.
Toby appears in a screen beneath him. One by one, members of the rugby team enter the group chat, creating a checkerboard of tiny windows featuring beefy college jocks. At least half of them are shirtless, and everyone has a drink in hand like they're about to watch a football game on TV. An odd vibe ripples through the air. I can tell they've done this before. So, you want to keep an eye on me? That's it? Make sure I'm not weird or anything? I glance away.
Yeah, that's part of it.
Kane takes a swig of beer.
But we also need to do something important tonight. We need to conduct a physical exam to make sure you're healthy.
Physical exam?
Yeah, man. Stand up for us. Let's see what we're working with.
I hesitate before rising and tilting the laptop so they have a full view of my body.
Take your shirt off and give us a bicep flex.
Drew pours whiskey into a glass while he speaks. I pull it off, exposing my chest to the chilly air. A small window in my dorm casts light onto my physique, highlighting the contours of my pecs and abs. I lift my arms and flex as hard as I can, displaying my physical strength.
A bit small, actually. Nothing like these guns.
He flexes for the camera, causing his bolder biceps to rise like a mountain range bursting from the earth. Down in his armpits, he has big bushes of brown hair. I've never been very hairy, and that suddenly feels emasculating. He's so much bigger than I am, too.
Pants off, Alex. Let's see the legs.
My fingers tremble, but I strip off my pants, revealing my underwear. I feel really weird about this. There are so many eyes on me right now. I want them to like me, though. I need to do what they say. It's important.
Fuck. Legs are smooth like a bitch. Look at that tiny bulge, too.
What? My eyes widen. I reach down and instinctively try to cover my bulge, but that only makes him laugh louder.
His cheeks are turning red.
A sick grin spreads across Drew's face.
You can't handle this, Alex? Maybe you aren't fit for the team after all.
No, it's fine. I force myself to pull my hands back, exposing the bulge again.
Turn to the side. Let's get a profile view.
I grimace, but I obey. From this angle, they can see the curvature of my dick in my underwear. Is it really that small?
Yeah, bro, look at this.
Kane stands and turns to the side. I watch while he unbuckles his pants and drops them just enough to show his bulge. The outline of a thick cylinder is clearly visible. It curls down over a spherical shape. His ball sack. God damn, his dick actually curves down to the underside of his balls. This is what they mean when they say a guy is hung. When he's naked, the shaft probably dangles way past his testicles, and it's so thick too. My cock, it's maybe half the size of his. I think back to when I fucked Ashley. She's always seemed satisfied, but maybe she was just being nice. What if I'm inadequate? What if I can't please her the way other guys can?
Let's see it, Alex. Think of this like a doctor's appointment. We need to see your balls. It's an essential part of the exam.
Really? My eyes grow a bit watery.
Yeah. Show the team. This is a brotherhood. You should never hide anything from the group.
All right. I guess it's fine. My muscles are tense as I hook my thumbs into my waistband, pulling my underwear down my legs. My soft cock flops out, the little ball sack swinging back and forth. Immediately, a handful of guys burst into laughter.
Fuck! It's a little nub!
He hardly even has any pubes.
Micropenis.
Their words fill the air, causing my eyes to water further. My brain is commanding me to cover it up, but I force myself to stand exposed while they appraise my genitals. They said they'd make sure I'm healthy, but that doesn't seem to be what's happening at all. They're making fun of me. They've been so nice ever since I joined the team. Now, though, they're like different people. What's going on?
Full circle, Alex. Show us that body.
Kane pops open another beer. I rotate for the camera, giving a 360-degree view of my physique.
Well, he's got a nice ass. I'll give him that.
Yeah, a real bubble butt. Nice and full.
It's weird, but that single compliment causes my stomach to flutter. I want these guys to like me. I want it more than anything in the world. What should I do next? I ask.
Nice. Now you're getting it. You're starting to ask the right questions.
Kane traces his eyes up and down my body.
Got any lotion in there?
Yeah. I grab a bottle from my desk.
Good. Squeeze some into your palm.
I squirt a pump.
More.
I squirt another.
More.
I squirt several pumps, filling my palm with white cream.
Good. Rub it across your chest and abs. Be sure to get down to your cock. Make the shaft nice and slick.
Why do you want this?
Don't fucking question it. Are you incapable of following instructions?
Sorry, you're the team captain. I promise to do better. I begin stroking my chest with both hands, slathering the cream onto my pecs. My nipples are stiff from the chilly air as I work my way lower. The lotion makes my chest and abs gleam in the sunlight. My cock twitches as I begin rubbing lotion onto the shaft and balls, getting them nice and wet.
Yeah, that's perfect.
The guys fall silent. They watch me with an unusual level of focus.
Stroke the shaft for me, Alex. Stare at the screen.
The friction from my palm stimulates my dick, causing it to plump up a bit. It feels great. But am I jacking off in front of the team? I don't have time to process the thought. Kane initiates a screen share in the chat room, bringing up a porn site. With lightning speed, he clicks onto a porn video, causing it to fill the screen. My jaw drops as a skinny blonde girl strips and shows her pussy for the camera. Kane, sir, what are you doing? My cock swells while my cheeks flush with arousal.
Shh, shut up and look at the screen. This is important.
Oh, okay, he doesn't need to ask twice. I begin rapidly pumping my cock, my eyes locked onto the greasy pussy. It'd feel so good to slip my dick inside. I'd love to just hump and forget about all my anxiety.
Yeah, that's good, bro.
Down at the bottom of the screen, miniature windows show each of the rugby players. A handful of them are rubbing between their legs while watching my dirty display.
This is a group bonding session, Alex. A group masturbation session. A bait session.
Bait session? I just keep touching myself. A dirty, primal part of my brain is taking control.
Work that little dick.
Don't stop looking at the pussy.
Damn, your heart is a rock.
Voices ring out from my laptop, encouraging my dirty display. I bait hard and deep, savoring the profound waves of pleasure racing up my core. It's odd, but I like the fact that other guys are watching, knowing they can all see my arousal. That only gets me harder. But something changes. Kane switches to a new porn video, but this one is something unrecognizable. I'm not looking at a chick. This is a dude. Well, sort of. I think they call them femboys. He has long, shaggy emo hair. It's dyed black with purple highlights. The locks frame his narrow, unblemished face. He's got pale skin and large blue eyes that stare with a submissive, pleading expression. And his body, it's slender but fit. Shredded cheese grater abs ripple beneath his flawless skin. His chest is flat, but it has a strange, graceful aura. He stands before the camera, wearing nothing but lacy panties. He hooks his thumbs into the pink waistband, slowly pulling it low in a sensual striptease. But it's not like he's hiding anything. A massive cylinder bulges from the underwear. My eyes glue to it while my own cock shudders with joy. I keep touching myself while the femboy dances.
Yeah, just look at him, Alex. Don't stop touching.
I... My eyes glaze over as my mind goes blank. The panties fall to his ankles, causing my heart to skip a beat. The bulky, gargantuan phallus flops free. It's a surreal sight. Such a skinny guy, but such a massive dick. It's pale with frightening veins running along the sides, branching out like spiderwebs. A pink, meaty mushroom cap stands at the tip, its slit dilated and wet. Down lower, his testicles stretch toward the floor. They've gotta be at least twice as large as mine. I shouldn't be looking at this. I shouldn't be touching myself to it. But I can't stop. The model turns around, displaying his tight ass. He arches his back, pointing it to the camera while reaching around to spread the cheeks. The smooth, pink interior almost looks like a pussy. The sight causes adrenaline to flood my body. That hole, I want to put my cock inside it.
Look at that boy pussy, Alex. You like it, don't you?
I don't know.
Your cock is so hard, though. It feels good to touch it while looking, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what that means? It means you're a queer. A homo boy.
What? No, I have a girlfriend! The team erupts into drunken laughter. Kane changes the video. This one is even more bizarre than the last. My eyes stay locked on the screen while I process the sight. A college jock sits on a bed in his underwear. He looks like he could be a member of the rugby team. Tan skin, short brown hair, and an athletic physique. His sharp green eyes are focused on the guy sitting opposite him. The other guy is smaller but still fit. He looks unnervingly similar to me. And he's kneeling, holding one of the jock's feet while licking up and down his bare sole. That's fucking nasty. Licking such a dirty part of another guy's body, I can't think of anything more revolting. But my dick, it's radiating sexual hunger. My hand keeps pumping while I watch this sick display of subservience. My heart races. Why can't I stop touching myself?
It doesn't mean shit that you have a girlfriend. Guys like you are so afraid of the truth, you bury it deep. You live in denial, ignoring your deepest urges.
The smaller porn star stops licking the foot. He strips naked and falls to his hands and knees, reaching back and spreading his ass cheeks. He's got a tight, pretty hole just like the femboy, but I'm no longer imagining myself fucking it. No. I can see myself in his place, presenting my body for that young stallion. The jock moves in and props himself up on one knee. He spits onto his dick, lubing it up.
Look at it, Alex. Don't stop stroking. Touch yourself to this.
Slack-jawed, I keep pumping on my dick, transfixed by what I'm seeing. The stud slips his cockhead into the crack and applies pressure. It enters the hole while the smaller guy moans with ecstasy. The camera does a close-up of the insertion, highlighting the girthy cock spreading the rim wide. And once it's fully inserted, the male breeding begins. The asshole grips the shaft, hugging it for dear life while frothy residue begins building. That dick is so thick, it looks like it's gonna pull the hole inside out. The jock grunts while his bitch moans like a whore. My dick shudders with delight. I have to slow down to avoid coming. Two guys fucking. It's unnatural. It's disgusting. But it looks so right. My stomach is doing backflips. What is this feeling inside me? Ah. I let out a quiet grunt while a shiver of joy races down my back.
Accept it, Alex. You're a queer. We can tell what you are. We've been able to tell since we first met you. Why else do you think we invited a freshman to try out for the team? It certainly wasn't because you're talented. No, you're better at sucking balls than throwing them.
Yeah, you've got the look. You've got the voice. Everyone knows what you are the moment they meet you. Frankly, I'm shocked you have a girlfriend. She must be in denial.
Why are you doing this to me?
Because we really do want you on the team. Not as a player, but as a supporting staff member. The team bitch.
Bitch? No! My eyes flutter while my dick twitches. I'm getting close to release.
Whine about it all you want, but you know this is right. What you're doing right now, it'll change you. This genie can't be put back in the bottle. You'll crave this again and again.
And we'll be here to help. You'll keep this laptop on 24/7. We'll be able to pop into your room at any time and talk. A dirty boy like you needs that kind of monitoring. You need that level of guidance.
Leaders. Protectors.
That's right. Let that soak into your tiny brain. With each stroke of your cock, you're imprinting on us. You're training your body to love the rugby team. Day by day, that bond will grow stronger.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.